So the first level of the Qigong is to use energy to heal yourself. That's the most important. You have to heal yourself, which is you have to allow yourself to function at balance level. First level is balance. Then the second level is the harmony. The harmony means how can you have a relationship, organ with the organs, body with the natures, body with your emotions, body with your environmentals. Then you will start to understand you are real connect to the nature. Nature will impact to you. Environmental will impact to you. When you're walking into the party, you immediately can feel, oh, here, I don't feel right. So it's not a, you say, oh, maybe I got an allergy. Maybe you have a greater gift because you're feeling something. But through the Qigong practice, you might discover this that part of your gift. We are going to discuss this area later. So let me continue to the Qigong practice. The first level is to try to heal yourself. So in this level, will depend who teach you, how to teach you, also how much you spend the time to practice. The effort, you need the effort. You have to put your effort into the practice. It's the same way, like a lot of my patients say they go to the gym 3 times a week. You know, some people 5 times a week, every time they go 2 hours, they do this. They do treadmill 45 minutes, they do all of this. For the Qigong, it's the same thing. You have to consider, you have to set up the time, specific time to practice. Sometimes, because of specific conditions, you might need to set up a specific time, wake up to practice. Like when I was, you know, at the beginning when I practiced, sometimes my master forced me, you have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because at 3 o'clock in the morning is the lung. The lung energy started at 3 o'clock in the morning. So in order I can impact to my lung energy, I have to catch this time, nature's time. So therefore, I can connect to the nature. I can use nature's energy to help me. So this way, my practice can get the maximum benefit. So that's why I have to wake up at 3 o'clock to practice. I practice 1 hour and then go back to the sleep. And some people, if I have a heart condition, they might have to practice at the middle of the day. Doesn't matter. Everything have to stop. Just have to practice because that's the heart time. So that's why I say that this is to tell the people, because in order to practice to get the qi flow, it is a serious. It is a serious practice. It takes a lot of effort and the time. That's the first level. After you heal your energy, you heal your conditions, your body become more balanced, then the next level will guide you to become how can you use the energy. See, how can you guide in the energy and use this energy? Everybody has energy. But most likely, you cannot use it this way. You cannot use it for specific healing purpose. You cannot guiding the energy. Because all of this working cannot use mind, in my opinion, because this type of the Qigong, we totally doesn't allow beginners to use mind. But once you use the mind, you don't have enough chance to experience what is your body telling you, what is the truth. Therefore, when we practice, the next level is how to use the energy, how to guide in the energy, then how to accumulate the energy, because you heal yourself now. Now you have to accumulate the energy. Without accumulated energy, you cannot use. Because we talk about a medical Qigong now, we talk about something, I have to use this energy to help someone before you help someone, you have to help yourself. So therefore, in order to help yourself, you heal yourself, then you have to accumulate the energy. After you accumulate the energy, then you have to guide the energy coming out of the body through the specific channel, specific area, because everybody is the different. Then depend on what kind of medical qigong, who's going to teach you, they will teach you different kind of technique to allow the energy coming out. Now, after all of this, that's the qigong practice. If we want to go to the next level, which is called the medical qigong concept, is once you have a qi, but you want to use this qi, can heal somebody or can help somebody, we don't want to say heal, you want to help somebody, then you need to know more. Know more, this more means you need a lot of knowledge. This knowledge is based on the traditional Chinese medicine. You need a Chinese medicine knowledge. You have to understand relationship of each organs. You have to understand the purpose and function of each organs, and you have to understand what is the, or each organ can do for you. What is the requirement they can stay at a healthy level? That's the most important. Then after this, then you should be able to see the conditions. When they come here, they say they have a problem. You should be able to diagnose. For example, when someone comes here, they say, I have a headache. Then you have to base on the headache location. Where is the headache? What is the location? Location and the time. Time and the space. Your headache is where? If your headache at the forehead, that means that this location associated with the stomach. That means that the person or the patient, the stomach function disorder. Then you should be able to help a patient. Okay, how can you help the stomach function can change? Otherwise, you just dump your energy, you waste the energy, and then you are not wisely. Because energy is priceless. You want to use the, not the maximum energy, you want to just use the limited energy, which is the enough energy, can help a patient discover their own power. That's the smart way. And then give it a jump start, then the patient can start at their own healing processing. So therefore, here, need a lot of knowledge. You have to study harder. You have to study the, all the Chinese medicine. People go to the acupuncture school for 3 years. But however, if you're going to study medical qigong, maybe you don't need 3 years. But however, you have to study harder. Are we going to, I'm going to show you shortcut and the easier way to find out how to use the Chinese medicine. How to use the theories and the principles. That's one of the most important things in the medical qigong. You need Chinese medicine, which is your knowledge. You need energy practice to make you stronger. That's the weapon. Then you need to know how to use energy, how to save energy. After all of this, then you'll be able to say, well, I have the gift. Now I can use my energy, go anywhere, any place, almost can help anyone. Why? People said. Why this energy healing is so powerful? I think I started before. Because energy healing is not energy healing, it's the energy, this is called the qi, it's a universal life. You are just representing the universal life. You are ambassador of the universe. You just show the people life force that come from the universe. You almost do nothing. Nature did something. Universe did something. But however, people will thank you, people will pay you, people will appreciate you, how good it is. Because your energy is connected to the universal energy. That's not just say this way. A lot of time you can hear people, yes, we can do this way and universal energy coming in, coming out. That is true. This level only function at the highest level. But you, before you can function at this level, you have to take care of yourself. If yourself is not at a balance, universal energy is not going to come in and coming out. It doesn't go through this way. The tunnel is not open. The pathway is closed. When I all say that, from beginning until now, I'm just giving you one very short description of the what is Qigong and what is medical Qigong. The medical Qigong, I go over the one. Medical Qigong is use Qigong, use this, the Qi, or we call the universal life force, to heal yourself, to discover you are part of the universe. But if you're lucky enough, you have more passion enough, you want to use, you want to share this gift, you want to show more people that great way you can discover who you are, then you'll be able to use this energy to touch someone, to shine in someone, to help someone. Then where you can find this kind of opportunity, you can help yourself and help others and discover you are part of the universe. The Chinese figure out the only way through the Qigong. Exercise doesn't help you because exercise only makes your muscles stronger. You see that all of these exercise, the people doing chronic, do the exercise, none of the people very healthy. Right? Otherwise, all of these Olympic gold medals should be longevity, but none of the people gold medals is healthy. Why? It's not about exercise. It's internal energy exercise, what we do, which we call, it's called a Qigong. It's internal energy exercise. You are exercise your life force. This life force is not just yours. It's a universal life force goes through you. By experiencing this way, you are experiencing universal power. You are experiencing you are part of the universe.